You know the Chicago song, Saturday in the Park, every day is the 4th of July. You can understand the confusion. First of all, you have a lot of Americans confused about what the 4th of July is. Like any other major holiday, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, they think, well, it's a time for a sale. You go down and get a washer-dryer pair and you save 50%, 80%, 100%, and more. I always like those ads. Save more. How do we do it? Volume. We sell everything for 100% and more discount. And we make it up in volume. But yeah, people confused as to what these holidays are. A lot of people think, oh, it's just for sales. It's just so I can get a time off. People don't know their history because, as we all know, we've been spending more time telling kids about extreme self-esteem courses and here's your condom and here's how to use it rather than here's how we got here in this country. And then you pile on all the news, anti-American news and everything else. Blame America First crowd loves to heat things up and say, well, we're heroic, but are we? You know, the PBS story we've been talking about recently, that PBS show that they're running, that they second-guess World War II. And you have some historians now or some extreme nut jobs who are out there saying, well, it was the good war and the greatest generation. But, you know, really, we aligned with Stalin and the old Soviet Union to beat the Nazis, so we really weren't any better than the Nazis. I mean, there's all this sort of second-guessing what America is and who we are and what we've done and how we've promoted the cause of freedom anywhere. Remember, it was John F. Kennedy who said, we will fight any foe, we will, you know, in the cause of liberty, and that great speech he gave in the early 1960s that sounded positively conservative. Now, I don't think he'd fit in the Democrat Party right now, actually. But people get confused. Jay Leno goes out, does his jaywalking thing. If you ask, Independence Day, right? July 4th, what is it? Well, we're independent from, who are we breaking from then? Ahmadinejad, that guy in Iran, is that the guy? No. People just don't have a clue. Then there's the issue of the day itself, the 4th versus the other days. Now, thank goodness that Congress hasn't decided to move this, like Memorial Day, which floats around to different days. It's very confusing. But here's something we found in LiveScience.com, where they're talking about kind of the day, the 4th versus the 2nd or the 3rd and what have you. John Adams, second president. And by the way, here's what you do, just as a quick aside here. You want to look at something that really gets you in the mood for July 4th weekend? Go and rent the HBO series, and they may even rerun it this weekend if you have HBO, but it's out on DVD now, John Adams. Not Don Adams, that's Get Smart, but John Adams. And it is one of the best things that they've done on HBO and the best things they've done on television lately. 7-part series. It's out on DVD now. I bought it for my uncle as a little kind of a late Father's Day gift this year. He's almost 80 years old. And he was an English and history teacher in high school for a long time. And I figured, well, he probably knows all this stuff. He was just so moved, as I was, as anybody was, and you watch that. It made you really feel like it must have felt when they were getting together with all the partisanship, which wasn't entirely bad because it came to some solutions. You got to have partisanship. People say, we can't have that. It's not good. We should just agree from the start. Well, that's not how big things get done and how big things get made and how big decisions, bold moves get made. So watch that. And I love doing that July 4th. I'll read the Declaration of Independence again. I go back. I've got the version that Jefferson wrote before they did some editing as they kind of hashed things out. But you watch the John Adams miniseries from HBO that, again, is out on DVD, and you will see what it was all about. You will see how difficult it was to get everybody together, how bold it was. And, you know, the signers didn't exactly live out happily ever after retirement. A lot of people got persecuted and killed, which is the ultimate persecution, boys and girls. But John Adams says this Live Science article, predicted in a letter to his wife Abigail that Americans would celebrate their Independence Day on July 2nd, off by 2 days. Because on July 2nd, 1776, Congress adopted the declaration signed only by Charles Thompson, Secretary of Congress, and John Hancock, presiding officer, later an insurance man. 2 days later, Congress approved the revised version and ordered it to be printed and distributed to all states and military officers. The other signatures would have to wait. Many actually viewed the Declaration of Independence as a yawner at the time because they said, it's a rehashing of arguments we've already made. We've made it clear that we don't like the British government and we're going to throw them off and do our own thing. So says LiveScience.com, John Adams would later describe the Declaration as, quote, dress and ornament rather than body, soul, or substance. The exception was the last paragraph that said the United Colonies, quote, are and of right ought to be free and independent states and were, quote, absolved of all allegiance to the British Crown, which in today's vernacular would be to the king. For Adams, John Adams, it was the momentum toward achieving American independence initiated on July 2nd that future generations would consider worth celebrating, not the approval of the document on July 4th. So it's representative of the struggle to get the agreement and make the decision to say, we're doing our own thing. King, take that. The pomp and circumstance that many Americans presume took place on July 4th, 1776, actually occurred days to weeks afterward, which really is a good lesson. It really says we ought to celebrate all the time. As opposed to, well, it's a holiday, let's go buy something. You buy something if you like, that's wonderful, but because you're free to do that, and the reason you're free is because of what happened in 1776 and the years beyond, and the various fights for freedom through our history. The Philadelphia Evening Post published the Declaration's full text in its July 6th newspaper, and the Declaration of Independence was publicly read from the State House in Philadelphia July 8th. Later that day, it was read in Easton, Pennsylvania, and Trenton, New Jersey, and to the local tiny militia to inspire people. I mean, they used this document to say, okay, get out there now, risk your life. You might not come back, but do what you got to do. And by the way, you've got crummy equipment. Good luck. So the people would take the Declaration of Independence. They'd read it at town meetings and religious services. There was no CNN. And you imagine what it would be like if you had the networks then. Well, they signed the Declaration of Independence. Here now is Bill Schneider to tell us why it sucks. I mean, that's exactly what would happen. But Americans responded by lighting bonfires and firing guns and ringing bells and removing symbols of the British monarchy and saying, hey, let's do this. And that's the sense you get. If you watch that HBO miniseries, John Adams, you will see what was going on the home front. It wasn't all, you know, sweetness and light and perfect like going to Colonial Williamsburg, which is worth doing, but you don't get the full sense of just how rough it was to live then. Yeah, you had the fancy costumes and powdered wigs, but man, you had a scene in there where they're inoculating the Adams kids from this plague that was going around, and boy, that's some early medicine that'll just curl your hair, powdered wig or otherwise. So hopefully we focus on this and we actually remember what this is all about. And I tell you, one of the things you can do this weekend is go down to the USS Midway Museum, the Aircraft Carrier Museum, because they have, I understand, a 200-year-old copy. So it's almost as old as the Declaration itself, the Declaration of Independence. They have it on display at the Midway this weekend. And it's one of those copies that went out in the subsequent years and inspired people. They'd read this again, they'd get chills and go, look, we know somebody or there's a family member, there's you know, our fellow countrymen who died, gave their all for this, so let's not forget that. But we have plenty of ways to forget now because, first and foremost, we're not teaching our students about what this is really meaning, what it's all about, without second-guessing and saying, America, well, let's play word association. America, tyrant, Bush lied, people died. Yeah, I mean, it's any number of things. Go back to the roots. Get that John Adams miniseries this weekend, and I tell you what, you will be inspired and you will feel a lot of what people felt then. Our in-house bard, Tom, is with us from, where are you today? You in Gardena, Rancho Cucamonga?
Glendora, Mark.
Glendora, that's where you are. Sparks, Nevada, I don't know, I'm just picking. You're in all these exotic locations. And I mean, you're an educator. You've been hearing some of this stuff I've been talking about. Am I right or wrong?
Oh,
or
Mark,
too sentimental in the sap or what?
Absolutely not. I have to thank you very much for the critically needed, very wise, patriotic words that you just spoke in the last few minutes. They just are 100% right on, and everyone needs to hear that. You ought to be teaching history, Mark.
Gee, thanks.
I really mean that. No, those were beautiful words and very appropriate.
Well, now you've somehow been inspired to do something worthy of the bard. Is that right?
Well, yes. I wanted to celebrate the great holiday tomorrow, Independence Day, of the greatest nation ever in history with a little ode here, Mark, called the 4th of July.
All right.
What does July 4 really mean to you? I hope much more than just a barbecue. July 4 is, of course, Independence Day, a day when we celebrate liberty, a day when we state in a prayerful way, thank God I live in this land of the free. And on July 4, we salute all our vets. They are for sure as good as it gets. from the Revolutionary War to the one in Iraq. No group has done more to push evil back. Brave American vets answered the call and fought for the red, white, and blue. All veterans gave some, and some gave all, defending freedoms for me and for you. Freedom of speech, religion, and assembly. Freedom to bear arms and to own property. Enjoy the July 4th fireworks' colorful glow, but remember, the vets and freedom are the stars of the show.
Nicely done. You should teach. And you do. I know that. Very nice. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Happy Independence Day to you. Thank you. More coming up. San Diego 1700.